Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA being put through rigorous wind tunnel testing. It's the sound of precision. Precision that built a compact SUV that's every millimeter a Mercedes-Benz. From the aerodynamic exterior to the superbly detailed cockpit, whether off-road or cruising through the city. This is what precision sounds like. Now discover what it feels like in a 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA.
From the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Hello.
Chicago Wolves update studio. The Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. Coach Q today called it a no-brainer to go back to his starter Corey Crawford for Game 2 tomorrow in Nashville. Q also said any lineup changes are not likely. Tonight, the Wild and Blues get their series started in St. Louis. NBA, the Bulls with an off day today. They open up their playoff series with Milwaukee Saturday at the UC. Also this weekend in the East, other matchups, Toronto hosts Washington, Boston travels to Cleveland, and the Nets play at Atlanta. MLB, both teams are off today. Cubs host the Padres tomorrow. White Sox open up a weekend series in Detroit. Sox have also sent Jake Petrichko to AAA Charlotte on a rehab assignment. Two games in the books already today. The Twins over the Royals 8-5. St. Louis 4-0 win over Milwaukee. PGA play. It's the RBC Heritage at Harbortown. Matt Avery and Graham McDowell at the top of your leaderboard, tied at 5-under. Jordan Spieth shot a 3-over-74. The NFL will reinstate Adrian Peterson tomorrow, which means he can fully participate in all team activities. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join 670 The Score and Bud Light for an on-the-glass playoff watch party tomorrow at Anastasia's Restaurant and Sports Lounge in Antioch from 7:30 to 9. Meet Hall of Famer Dennis Savard and the Bud Light Ice Crew. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 11:30 when the Sox take on the Tigers on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Seem like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm, I'll throw you crap. And then it gets on my hair.
Where are we going with this?
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Will you crap it? Brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. As always, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, if you're going to ramble on, if you're going to not get to the point,
I got the shotgun.
That's what's going to happen to you.
And as we enter what's going to be a very, very, very long presidential election season, judging from some Chipotle reaction, that we know the rules on the political craps, that they're fine as long as they're not just plainly for overtly partisan purposes. Oh, God. We'll start with Black Physicist on the score.
This crap is for Matt Spiegel. Last week on Wednesday's Spiegel and Goff show, Matt was telling co-host Jason Goff how much he enjoyed Dukes of Hazzard TV show. He recalled seeing one episode of the show on the same day and time that the 1982 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game between the University of North Carolina and Georgetown University was being televised. Matt added that he wanted to watch both broadcasts, and while switching channels between the two programs, he missed seeing Michael Jordan make the game-winning shot for North Carolina. Matt, the problems are that, one, the Dukes of Hazzard and the 1982 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game were both aired on the CBS television network, and two, the North Carolina-Georgetown game aired on March 29, 1982, which was a Monday. In that same year, the Dukes of Hazzard TV show was broadcast on Fridays. Matt Spiegel, who you crapping?
That's why I was reaching for a Johnson.
That's happened here already.
Dave says this goes out to Predators PA announcer / blogger Paul McCann, who wrote, despite all the whining, crying, and complaining from desperate little red Chicago columnists looking for clickbait, it was truly a sea of gold at a sold-out Bridgestone Arena. So much for the accusation that the Predators needed Chicago fans to sell out the joint. Kudos to Predators management for listening to their season ticket holders and turning a deaf ear to the insults being blown around from entitled bandwagoners from up north. Well, Paul, it was your team that tried to block Chicago fans even the opportunity to gain entry to the games because of the fact that they so often end up filling the arena. Whether it be not allowing Chicago area zip codes and area codes to purchase tickets through the website, issuing statements to season ticket holders to not sell their tickets, issuing a credit card entry only to be sure it matches the original buyer, and even asking secondary market companies to not sell to Illinois residents. As far as that entitled bandwagoner's comment, when you win multiple championships, you gain more fans. Perhaps one day you can enjoy such a burden. And one last thing.
Doubt it.
The Predators were 21st in attendance this year. So, Paul McCann, who you crapping? This is John on the score. John.
John. Hey, this is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to Fred Farmio about his President Lincoln comments. Fred, for one thing, Abe Lincoln was shot on Tuesday night, and like Terry said, Mary Todd was at his side when he died Wednesday morning, 7:30 in the morning. So Fred Farmio, I got two things for you. You're on the team for next year, and who are you crapping?
And you blew it! You blew it!
Pete from Pawtucket, Tuesday's
roaring start.
Cubs game, Milt Pappas was in the radio booth telling Pat and Ron one of his stories, trying to remember the name of former Twins pitcher Pedro Ramos. What did Uncle Ramos. Milt call this pitching foe? The other Mexican. He said that on live radio. The problem, Pedro Ramos is Cuban, and Milt went on to do some unfortunate mocking Spanish language impressions that were demeaning and tasteless, and that first Mexican pitcher Pappas was trying to place would be Camilo Pascual, also Cuban.
Milt, hombre. We're way beyond needing to explain to out-of-touch fools like you that Cuba and Mexico are different countries with their own customs, cultures, and people. It's the 21st century. Milt, I didn't think it could get worse than you moaning about a pitching performance that happened during the Nixon administration. Who are you crapping? Ian in Boston, you're on the score.
This crap goes out to NCAA President Mark Emmert. Before the Final Four, Emmert joined in the chorus of executives critical of Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, saying, "It's a bill that creates an environment within which college athletics would find it very difficult to operate. If I believed we couldn't conduct our affairs in a fashion that didn't prohibit discrimination against people for any number of reasons, then I would surely recommend that we move." This man, of course, is the leader of an organization that exists to exploit the labor of young, largely colored athletes for the monetary benefit of middle-aged, largely white administrators and executives by bandying the flag of amateurism, a concept popularized by 19th century British aristocrats to prohibit athletic competition from the working classes. Mark, if you're looking for a new location for your headquarters that might be more aligned with your principles, might I offer a suggestion? Qatar. That's a place that compensates its workers in a sham currency, which their employment obligations render unusable. I hear they're building some great stadiums you could use. Mark Emmert, who are you crapping?
Okay, well, thank you for that, whatever that was.
Marlon Brando's helper monkey says this honky-tonk crap goes out to Nashville Predators team president Sean Henry. Amidst the hubbub about the lengths to which his organization has gone to maintain some semblance of a home ice advantage against the Hawks, the issue of visiting fans' behavior during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner came up. The tradition of Hawks fans loudly cheering the anthem dates back 25 years. It's well known in NHL circles. The Preds seem to feel having this occur in their building not only diminishes their advantage, but is offensive. To quote Henry, "It would almost be against God, country, and apple pie to shout and cheer through the person next to you singing the anthem of the United States of America, wouldn't it?" First of all, Sean, I doubt God is at all concerned with the outcome of a hockey game, let alone what transpires during the benign ceremony that precedes it. But if you're really concerned about offending the Almighty, then why did Predators fans arrive at last night's game to find every seat in the building adorned with a mustard-colored T-shirt that read, "In gold we trust"? An obvious play on the phrase, "In God we trust." I call blasphemy. Sean, your efforts to dissuade Hawks fans from attending your games or acting like, you know, Hawks fans are weak and petulant, but don't invoke God unless you have a firm handle on what your own marketing team has planned. Sean Henry, who you crapping?
Boy, if they ain't at the lamest franchise, there's someone in the picture.
They're so hateable. They're so hateable.
God.
Jordan is in St. Charles. He's on who you crapping on the score.
When searching for takes, hot takes, blistering takes, and the occasional crap, look no further than mic'd up howler monkey Colin Cowherd. Most recently, Cowherd speculated that the brain is, quote, "the most complex muscle in the body." He challenged the studied effects of concussions on athletes because, quote, "guys on oil derricks commit suicide." And he asserted that given the choice between serious knee injury or repeated head trauma, he'd take 2 to 3 concussions because, quote, "it's a no-brainer." First, Colin, in regards to your no-brainer hypothetical, it's not a stretch to think unreasonable folks would consider soreness, a limp, relatively healthy mind over the often unpredictable, sometimes devastating effects of repeatedly banging your head against things. In fact, haven't we just seen a 24-year-old rising star willingly end his NFL career to maximize his quality of life by minimizing those very risks? Second, when you argue that concussions may not lead to suicide in athletes because other people commit suicide, let's just say your illogical conclusion based on a speculative anecdote doesn't exactly hold up. And don't think I forgot about your brain as a complicated muscle gem either. With your terminal stupidity, maybe you'd be most comfortable sharing the bottom of a coal mine with Mike Florio's headless uncle. Colin Cowherd, who are you, crap?
You're out of your freaking mind, Cowherd!
This is from Tommy in River North. Last night's telecast of the civil rights game honoring Jackie Robinson, Magic Johnson told interviewer and former Cub Doug Glanville, "My father and grandfather listened to Jackie's games on the radio, and I had to either be quiet or go outside because they wanted to hear every play of those games."
Wait a minute.
Magic?
No, wait a minute.
It would not have been possible.